Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Coach Home podcast. I am your host, Mo Stewart, and I don't normally try to do it like this, but it seems like today we have a theme, and that theme is frustration. Later on, we'll be hearing from Nottingham Forest and West Ham, two teams who took the lead and ultimately ended with a draw. But first of all, I'm talking to Alex Hurst of the True Play podcast about a Newcastle side who did really well, I would say, made progress in both domestic cups, getting to the quarterfinal, but ultimately went out at that stage. And it feels like a rather frustrating stage to leave competition, Alex, just tantalizingly away from the big dancers.
It is, and as much as I want to kind of analyze games and criticize selections and performances, the better fact, I think Newcastle had seven or eight domestic cup games this season, and all but one were away from home. The home one was Manchester City, who we beat 1-0, and then every single other one has been away from home. And if you add the Champions League, what we got just really seems like, you know, I don't want to see a Premier League team in a cup draw for about 5 years after this. They've been so difficult.
No, I get that. The balls haven't really fallen for you this season, it's fair to say. And like you say, you were able to beat Manchester City in the League Cup. That was kind of the start of this kind of domestic cup run. But as you probably know better than most, they are a very different proposition at their home ground compared to yours. And I'm not going to go into the record of how many times Newcastle have lost consecutively away at Manchester City, but it's quite a few. How confident were you going into the game that it was going to be something different to what we saw in the league game? Because I think maybe there was some tinge of disappointment in the way that it was set up in the league game. There didn't seem to be a lot of attacking thrust. Was you more understanding of that at this stage, considering the injuries in the stage of the season, or was it again a bit disappointing?
It was a little bit disappointing, but I think I was just happy to see Eddie Howe tried something different. He went to the back five and played two up front. We still tried to press them high, but they're so good, it didn't really turn over possession. We did turn over possession quite a few times, probably more than Manchester City get turned over. Normally, we kind of lack a quality or good defending from them. Didn't count for anything. So I was so angry after the Chelsea game because I thought how I went and played, and it just seemed so tactically naive. You know, we beat Wolves 3-0. I went back to kind of Eddie Howe 2022, where we just sat deep and broke at unbelievable pace and with bodies in it. And we won 3-0, and Wolves have been in good league form, I think, and lost an away league game in about 3 months or something. And then to go to Chelsea, who struggled to break teams down, who have quite a good record against better teams at home, and then to try and kind of press them and attack them, I just thought it was a crazy decision. So I'm actually pleased he tried to mitigate a bit at Man City.